This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, never lacking in energy level. He is the president of your Milwaukee Bucks. It is Peter Fagan. Peter, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Well, I've been better, guys. I heard a terrible rumor that, like, I probably wasn't your first choice. Within our organization to be on afternoon.
No, you got it all wrong, Peter. We thought there was no way we could get Peter Fagan on the show. He's way too big and important for us. So we went down the totem pole a little bit.
It's a good positioning. I appreciate the pivot. And I'm gonna get over the hurt.
Why do you? I'm not going
to
leave it. I'll just leave it alone. I'm not going to bother.
Get him, Steve.
Hey, man. So first things first, let's talk about this arena that you guys are still trying to build and complete and all that fun stuff downtown. Where is that thing at? I thought I saw the other day that it was like 60, 65% complete at this point.
Well, to tell you how exciting our lives are, we had a fight over whether it was 67.5% or 68.5%, like completed based on the CAD model. So you can tell
you have no
how
lives.
Exciting things are.
Yeah, you have no lives. None.
But it's days away from full enclosure, which is really the milestone. So once this gets, and that's basically, you know, construction talk for weatherproof to get it done. And once that really happens, which basically it's kind of in that phase now because we're pumping heat into the building. It's really like a focus on all the interior and finishing up the surfaces and the details and things like that, which, you know, will be a 10-month process. But everything is on time and kind of cruising right along, as is the plaza in front of the arena.
Can I talk to Peter about that Bledsoe deal?
Talk about Peter whatever you want, man. Go ahead.
Peter.
Good luck, Peter.
Peter, how did that deal came about with Bledsoe, and why did you guys go and make that trade, and are you seeing what you thought you'd see, the reason why you made that trade, if you could understand that?
Yeah, I think everything's kind of worked out the way we thought it was. We traded and got speed. I think John Horst, who you guys have talked to, you know, does what GMs do in kind of like what the pipeline of opportunities are, in kind of understanding where our gaps were. And obviously kind of speed and spark on defense and kind of having a little bit more of a veteran presence in the backcourt. And listen, we're 4-2, you know, with him. I think as you guys know, you know, it takes a lot more than, you know, 3, 6, 9 games for a player and a team to kind of really meld and get together. But I think when we're moving the ball and when we're playing defense and getting deflections and running, it's a different team. I mean, there's no question about where the speed is.
Well, yeah, he definitely has the speed. Well, the one thing he doesn't have right now is an outside jump shot. And when you look at this basketball team right now, you have Giannis, who's working on his jump shot, obviously. But that's where this team really needs the help. And without Teletovic out there coming off of the bench, spacing is still an issue for this team, where teams are being able to sag back a little bit and dare the Bucks to do something.
Yeah, I think, listen, that all happens with ball movement. You know, that all happens with the offense clicking. So I think, you know, we all sit there, and I think just like you guys, and I just had lunch with John Horst and a bunch of folks to do it. We just talked about when the ball moves, great things happen.
What about that center position? I'm hearing rumblings that John Henson may not play coming up in Phoenix. I'm not sure where we're at with that whole situation. But if it's Henson and Thon Maker, let's say it's those two, are you still searching for another big man?
Yeah, I think for us, if you look at kind of where the opportunities are and where the gaps are, certainly, you know, I don't think you have to go on on blogs to figure out that, you know, we need some size and we need some space at the five position. But that being said, I mean, John has really stepped up, playing unbelievably. We can certainly win, you know, with John and Thon there. And I don't think we're in this trigger, you know, happy rush to do any deal we possibly can. But I think, you know, if you asked John Horst, if you asked ownership, if you asked, we'd all stay there and say yes. Obviously, there's kind of an opportunity and gap where you want to be deeper at that position.
All right, Mr. Fagan, Christina Tuso here. We have Bledsoe returning
Mr.
to his
Fagan.
You know,
Mr.
I'm trying
Fagan.
To keep things like a little posh like, yeah. around here because I'm with these three delinquents.
It just means you're much older than her.
Somebody has got to class things up around here a little bit. So, Mr. Fagan. Christina Tuso here. We have Bledsoe returning to Phoenix, his former home floor here. And congratulations to Coach Kidd also, new dad again. Is he going to be with the
yes.
team in Phoenix?
He's not going to be. I think he might meet them on the road, but I can't say if he's not going to be there in Phoenix, but I think he's going to meet them on the road regardless.
I think right now with Jason Kidd and having Prunty in this spot is actually not a bad thing for the Milwaukee
right.
Bucks, because Prunty's filled in for Kidd before, and there's not a better reason to miss games, I don't think, than, you know, the birth of a brand new daughter like he had in Cooper and Kidd. With Prunty out there, though, this team has to feel, I would assume, fairly confident with his head coaching skills at this point, because he's done it before.
Well, he's done it before, and by the way, they're a team. You know, Sweeney and Prunty and Greg Foster and Kidd, have, you know, this is their fourth season coming together to coach the team. So there's not a disconnect in player communication. There's not a system disconnect. There's, you know, it's actually like, how do we kind of maintain consistency and work, you know, work our system. So I think Prunty is Prunty's the best of the best, and you don't skip a beat. Obviously, we want Jason back as soon as we can, but when you talk about a quick substitution, you know, there's nobody better than Prunty.
Hey, Peter, what do you think about the lay of the land of the East? I mean, if you look at it, you've got Boston with Kyrie. I mean, Philadelphia looks like they're trying to do something. Cleveland is still there. You got you guys, Washington, Toronto. How do you feel about where you guys sit with those four or five teams?
So I think we sit in a place where we should start every game with the ability to win the game, you know, number one, which hasn't happened like in a while. I mean, the parity is incredible, right? I think mm-hmm. like for the first time ever, you look and you know, what's Atlanta the last, you know, 6-8 season, like a 50 game winning team. And I think they're 12, you know, they're 2-12 or somewhere like that. You've got Cleveland off to a soft start. You can't even believe how strong Boston has started, like, in a big way. And then you've got Washington, who's a really good team. You know, don't discount Charlotte, who can beat anybody. And I mean, it's really kind of this league where I think everybody started, and when they went in, you know, they said, hey, Cleveland's going to win the East hands down, like without a question. And then maybe the next two teams, you know, would fight for 2 and 3, and maybe, you know, the next year, you know, we're in that 2-5 seeding. And at least in the first 20 games, which will be after next week, I mean, it's a pretty crazy even playing field for a lot of the teams in the East. I mean, Philly's playing strong and winning games they've never won before. So it'll be interesting. I mean, health will have a lot to do with how everything pans out in the next few weeks.
Talking with Peter Fagan, Bucks president here on the Wendy's Big Show. Go ahead, Christina.
All right, I'm going to go with Peter this time.
We're
going to keep it cash.
Very nice. Now I feel comfortable.
All right. So just before we had you on, you know, we're talking about this slump, if you will, in energy level. We're playing with low energy. Where does that kind of stem from, and how do you change the momentum?
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest. Like, I don't know if it's just kind of consistency. It's the way you start the ball. I think, interestingly enough, we've got a pretty packed December. I think we've probably had a few days of break, you know, in between games, which isn't usual to get it done. So it's starting out, and as Giannis says, you know, you gotta sprint out of the blocks to get on top of the game, and then just keep it consistent. So I think it's more of these guys kind of blending together and just kind of having like a real good consistency and cadence like throughout the entire game. But There's certainly energy. I mean, like, when we're pumping and getting deflections and our defense is really working, that changes everything for us.
That is Peter Fagan, Bucks president, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday. Peter, always appreciate it, sir. Thank you for a few minutes.
Guys, have a great Thanksgiving. Go Bucks.
Same to you.
Peter. Thank
and
you.
Peter Fagan joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.